Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But Jesus answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4 verses 1-4. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And Jesus taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, as his custom was, Jesus went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, Jesus found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke chapter 4, 15-19. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Matthew chapter 12 verses 25-28. Jesus said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, This is a difficult teaching. Who can accept it? Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this teaching, Jesus asked them, Does this offend you? Then what will happen if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. However, there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. Then Jesus said, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has granted it to him. From that time on, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. John chapter 6 verses 59-66. The Holy Spirit and the Believer. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Can he enter his mother's womb a second time to be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh is born of flesh, but the Spirit is born of the Spirit. Do not be amazed that I said, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. John chapter 3 verses 1-8 If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you do know him, for he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. In a little while the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. John chapter 14 verses 15-21. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. The word that you hear is not my own, but it is from the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have told you. John chapter 14 verses 23-26. Whoever hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law: they hated me without reason. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. John chapter 15 verses 23-27. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. John chapter 16 v 13-15. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to their councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to respond or what to say. In that hour you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Matthew chapter 10 verses 16-20. So I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? So if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke chapter 11 verses 9-13. The Holy Spirit and the world. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John chapter 16 v 7-11.